Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock here, and we are getting started today and talking about money as we always do. If you're tuning in right now, I mean, my goal is always to help you become confident and educated so you can get your finances fixed. And fixing your finances is what I do. You know, why are so many people having financial challenges? You know, there's usually two things that happen. And I find this over and over and over again. They need to fix one of two things, or maybe both of them. The first one is they just don't earn enough money. And many, many times we get into how to become more valuable. I'm always telling people this. If you want to move forward, let's work on the income side as well as the outgo side. And in today's world, you know, you got to get your income up. I mean, it's hard out there. Things are more expensive all the time. And so how do you get your income up? Well, you become more valuable. You know more, do more, work more, all those kind of things. Find something you love to do, and then it's not a job anymore, and you get yourself in a position where you're an expert in your field. And you may be self-employed. You may roll through the corporate ranks. You may be in this little gig economy that, you know, you're picking up odd jobs here and there, but you're doing it. And or you may decide you want to go build a big business. But the bottom line is, let's get your income up and get it going that way. The second challenge I see that people run into is they don't have a financial game plan. They just are out there kind of floundering around hoping it's going to happen, and, you know, they don't have a plan. And so today we're going to talk about that, as well as the last thing is they need a coach. You know, great athletes have great coaches, and even the greatest athletes, you know, the Michael Jordans of the world, and that they've always had coaches. And so this is today a financial coaching. If you listen in, I'm going to help and coach you to do some of the things that will help you really move yourself in the right direction. And so the first thing I would tell you is, don't think that if you're going in a bad direction right now that you can't fix it. You know, most people don't wake up thinking, you know, I'm going to fail today. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a plan in place to fail. No, what they do is they just happen to move along. They don't really think about it. And then one day they wake up and they're like, man, what happened? And so what happens is a GPS gets you from point A to point B. So you have to have a plan in place. What is a GPS? A financial GPS is your goal, the amount of money that we call it your financial independence number, your goal, your plan is how you're going to get there. And then you're going to put a schedule in place in order to get to the end goal. And the end goal is to be able to have unlimited amounts of do-nothing money. I say unlimited more than anything. Do-nothing money is the amount of money that you can live off of for the rest of your life. That's called do-nothing money, where you never attempt to or never touch the principal of it. You always have the earnings off of it, and that could be coming from a number of things. You build a great business. One day you may sell that and then turn that into an investment, or you may maintain that business. The other thing you can do is save that money, you know, get it going and put it in investments. It may be rental property. It may be mutual funds. It may be, but the bottom line is it's called do-nothing money. And so step number one is we got to have a goal, we got to have a plan, and we got to have a schedule in which we're going to get there. And then we start looking to build our financial independence number. So let me give you an example of a financial independence number. Your FIN is the amount of money you're going to need to accumulate so that someday you can live off that money for the rest of your life, never have to go back to work. So let's say today you began with nothing and you said, I'm going to do a 30 by 30 plan. Now, what's a 30 by 30 plan? I talk about this many, many times. 30 by 30 is 30 in and 30 out. So we're going to go out there and save for 30 years. We're going to get financially independent. We're going to have our FIN number set up on a 30-year plan, not a 40-year plan or 45-year plan, which a lot of people think age 65, that's the way it's supposed to be. You can do it quicker than that. So let's do a 30-year plan in, and then that gives you another 30 years to pull out, and then hopefully you're in good health and you live longer than that. But the bottom line, on a FIN number, you never run out of money. So what is an example? So let's say today you had a goal that you wanted $100,000 a year in do-nothing money. That's a good number. I tell people right now, if you're not making a household income of $100,000, then you need to work on figuring out how to get your income up. And you can do that many, many ways. But the long and short of it is, let's say at a goal of $100,000 a year in today's dollars, we're 30 years from now, if we just have 3% inflation, that's $243,000. All right, so $100,000 today, $243,000 30 years from now. You start saving today. Your FIN number is $2,624,000. So it's a math problem. $2,624,000. If you get 9% on your money, that would be $1,421 a month. So think about this. You wake up every day and you say, well, if I want to, 30 years from now, my do-nothing money, I want to have $100,000 a year in today's dollars. I need to have $2,624,000 saved. That means I need to save $1,421 a month if I get 9%. So now, with that being said, wouldn't that make you feel more confident in the future? At least you know. Then the second question is, you say, well, I don't have $1,421 a month to save. And I tell people, anybody can save $1,421 a month if they choose to. So how do you choose to do that? Well, the first thing is you make a decision that you're going to get out of debt. You're going to get rid of the dumb debt, all the bad debt, cars, credit cards, stuff like that. That'll free up a lot of money. The second thing you do is you work on gaining and growing your income, become more valuable, and bring your income up. Next thing you know, maybe it's a part-time job. Maybe it's something extra, a side hustle, they call it. But at the end of the day, anybody can do it. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to walk you through how to build that financial independence number to where you can get there and have plenty of do-nothing money. So stick with me. We'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get. And I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr., and we are today talking about learning how to put an offense in place and get your FIN number, the plan, the goal, the plan, the schedule. If you're just tuning in right now, if you missed the very first section, we talked about developing and or understanding what your financial independence number is. Your financial independence number is the amount of money you're going to need to have in order to be able to quit one day. I like a 30 by 30 plan. Now, if you're out there and you're behind, I get it. You're going to have to step it up a little bit. But hey, at least you need to know when you're waking up every day that you're moving in the right direction, because once you know, that gives you a little bit more confidence in getting moving in the right direction. And so we come up with our FIN number. We find a plan to raise our income. We get a financial game plan in place. We find someone that can coach you. And hey, this show is part coaching in itself. And then what we do is we go build our financial house. So what's the financial house? Well, you know, we talked about many times about the defense. The defense is protect your income with term life insurance, get a budget set up, an emergency fund, get all of the right liability coverages as well. And, you know, don't let insurance knock you off your goals. So you got to make sure you get the right things like that. We're going to make sure that we get out of debt when it comes to consumer debt. We're going to recognize the difference between good debt and bad debt. Good debt is something you can afford monthly. You don't have any worries about paying it. And also, it's the type of debt that has an asset behind it that's appreciating. Bad debt, of course, is any debt you can't afford to pay every month, along with having debt assets, or not assets behind it, but depreciating things behind it. Cars, credit cards, last year's vacation and Christmas and stuff like that. And so we don't want to be financing that. Then we're going to go toward retirement planning. And that retirement planning is, you know, 401ks, IRAs, all those different types of things. We have college plans, savings for our children, and then we may want to pay our home off. We may want to do some things like that. And so other goals and dreams, whatever it may be. And so with that being said, today's show, we're going to start focusing in on the offensive positions that you would take. I'm going to make the assumption that you've got your budget straightened out. You've got your life insurance plan in place, income protection, maybe about, you know, 10 to 15 times your income of term life insurance. I'm making the assumption you got an emergency fund. You've got your debt paid off, all the bad debt. And so now we're going to start socking away and taking advantage of the different opportunities that we may have when it comes to retirement planning. So now, if you are working like a lot of people are and are eligible for a 401k, let me give you some ideas here. You know, I just met with a business, and they've agreed to match up to 4% of the people's investments. So if you put in five, they match four of it. So how about that? So let me give you the numbers of the way this works. So if you're in a company-sponsored retirement plan, you want to make sure for sure that you're maxing out all of your matching contributions. So let me just give you a 4x4 plan. So let's say your company says, we're going to give you up to 4% match, and here's how it's going to work. If you put in a dollar, we're going to match it up to 4%. So that means you're effectively saving 8% of your income. So you're putting in 8%, four of which is yours, four of which is a company match. That sounds pretty good, right? So now you got 8% of your income in. How much is it costing you to put that 8% in? Well, you think four, but really it's not, because that four that you put in can be pre-tax. And if you put that pre-tax money in, it's really 3% or maybe a little bit less. So if you're not fully taking advantage of your company's sponsored matching retirement plan contributions, you're taking and saying, I am unwilling to put $3 in order to get $8 instantly. So it doesn't make a lot of sense. So you want to take advantage of any of your matching plans. Now, additionally, you want to max out your retirement plans, because that is your retirement money. How about that? If you want to retire one day, guess what? You got to put the money in order to get it going. All right. So we want to make sure and take advantage of 401ks. If you work at a nonprofit, it might be a 403b plan that you have access to. And so they also have what we call Roth 401ks. That means you could, if you're young, you might consider that. So the difference in a Roth and a traditional 401k, a traditional 401k, you get pre-tax dollars. You take it off your income taxes. In a Roth, you do after tax, but it grows tax-free. And so how do you make that decision? Well, there's some calculations, the rule of thumb, and this is not exact, but if you have a big income and you started saving late, chances are, in my opinion, you're better off doing the pre-tax, and because you're going to deduct it at a higher rate, and when you retire, you can pay it at a lower rate. How about that? And so that's one idea. So let me explain that one more time. So let's say you kind of started late, and that financial, your income when you retire, let's say you're out there and you've been living good, you make a couple hundred grand a year, but then you start looking and you're adding up your assets and you think, well, hey, 10 years from now, I'm going to retire. But realistically, because we didn't start saving early and I'm making 200 grand a year and I need about 4 million to be able to give that 200 grand a year income, because it's about a 20 times, you know, rule of thumb. If you want 100 grand, you have 2 million. If you want 200 grand, you got 4 million, and so on. You start thinking through that, and you say, "Well, look, it's just not going to be the way it is when I'm working. So probably based on where I'm at, I'm going to be able to accumulate 2 million. 2 million is going to give me 100 grand a year. That's what's going to happen. And so I'm starting to think through that. I'm making a couple hundred grand though when working. I'm in a higher tax bracket today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a pre-tax 401k. I'm going to deduct that contribution today, knowing full well that in the future there's a good likelihood that my income is going to go down and take me in a lower tax bracket. And so if I take it in a lower tax bracket, and it's possible at that time when I retire, I'll be in a low enough tax bracket that I might slowly convert it to a Roth IRA and get tax-free income. So there's all these little questions. Generally speaking, when you're young and you get started very young, my daughter is a perfect example. She's 28 years old. And I say that, getting ready to be 28, at that age, she got started young, right out of college. I advised her to do a Roth IRA. And by doing a Roth IRA, the money grows tax-free. All right. And it allows you to take that money out tax free. So how about that? So, hey, I hope you're enjoying the show today. I always educate people, and my listeners tell me all the time they love the education that I give them. I keep doing that. But I hear things, and it's just kind of bothersome that I hear things that they're still worried. And part of the reason they're worried is they procrastinate. And so I'm going to give you an idea here of how to get your finances fixed. So the first step is go to roymatlockjr.com and download our guide called How Money Works. And what it's going to do, it's going to help you fix your finances. Also, you can find our podcast. And these podcasts are just every show that I go into where I put great information out. And then if you would like to schedule a free one-on-one financial checkup with one of our financial coaches, you can do that. And here's what I believe. Every athlete needs a great coach. You need a financial coach. And so we've been doing this for 35 years. I'm on here today, and I've been doing this individually and through my team for 35 years. We have 40,000 customers. So we know what you're looking for, and we know what you need. So don't procrastinate. Schedule a free consultation. I'm going to give you the number to call. We're going to educate you, not sell you, and make specific product recommendations. So write this number down, 615-843-2999. That's 615-843-2999. 615-843-2999. We have someone answering the phone 24 hours in the worries. And visit roymatlockjr.com, and you can download these great guides along with the podcast. Again, 615-843-2999. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to be right back after a short break. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr., and if you're just tuning in, this is the Money and Business Hour, and we do this to educate you on your money and business. What is that? If you are out there right now, there's generally two things that you need to be paying attention to if you want to get ahead and win the money game. The first one is, let's pay attention to making our income big enough to save some money. If we have an income problem, then let's fix that by getting more educated and becoming more valuable. And then it's possible you have a money management problem to where you're out there and you haven't quite got it figured out. And so if you keep listening to the show, as well as go to roymatlockjr.com and download the podcast, I promise you this, you will learn how to handle your money and you will be able to fix your finances forever. Get that out of the equation in your life. Fix the finances. And so today we've been going through a little bit on how to develop a game plan for financial independence, the financial independence number. In prior shows, we have talked about building a strong defense to stop from losing. But today we're on the offense section. And in that offense section, we're looking at, okay, what are some of the things that we need to be doing to move forward financially? And so we're talking about retirement plans. So if you have a job and you're eligible for a 401k or a 403b, if you're, say, at a nonprofit, I would take advantage of that, especially take advantage of those matching funds. Now, if you are eligible for one of those, do it. Yet, only about 60% of the people that are eligible are taking advantage of it. And it's just, it drives me crazy to think that people are sitting there wondering why they're never going to get ahead, but they're not taking advantage of this simple thing of just telling your payroll department, deduct the money out of my check. Pay yourself first. That's one of the first keys to educating in your education in money is if you make 10 cents, save a penny. If you make a dollar, save a dime. 10% is the goal minimum that you should be thinking about putting aside. Hey, and if you go put your 6% in and you've got matching funds, guess what? Chances are you're doing that. And if you do it early enough, it will really blow your mind what happens. So what I tell people is, number one, fully fund those retirement accounts. If you are not eligible for that, you are 100% eligible to put your money in a Roth IRA, and that's where you can put $6,500 a year, $7,000 a year, depending on your age, and put that in to an account that can grow tax-free. You can have a traditional IRA. You can deduct it. And if you're self-employed, you can do what's called a SEP plan, S-E-P. And what that allows you to do is put 25% of your profit in there. You can put over $50,000 a year and deduct it off your income taxes. And so all of these things have to do with retirement savings, but they have to do with a tax stamp on retirement savings. People ask me all the time, so what is an IRA? And I tell them an IRA is a tax stamp. What is a 401k? It's a corporate tax stamp. What that means is by the sheer fact that you're involved in whatever investment you put it in, it's eligible to either go pre-tax, go in pre-tax, pull it out or put it in after tax and grow tax-free. You've got pre-tax and you pay tax later, tax deferral, or you do after tax and you get tax-free. That's the Roth side of it. But the long and short of it is the IRS is saying, hey, listen here, we're going to give you a deal on your taxes. You don't have to pay them, all right, right now. Matter of fact, you could defer paying them for 20, 30 years, and we'll let you accumulate the money that would be in our coffers. We're going to let you let it sit there and grow. And then with all the money that grows during that time, we're going to make you pay the taxes later. So what that means is the electric company comes up with a deal and they say, hey, your bill is $200 a month. Rather than pay us today, just pay us in 30 years. You can have that money and any growth on that money. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to let you keep it. Just pay the taxes on it. How about that? And so what happens is these IRAs and retirement plans give you government tax money that you would have paid today or would be paying yearly, and in some instances, you never pay it and all the growth on it. So anyhow, that's what a retirement plan is. Now, once you do something like that, you have to ask yourself, well, now that I understand that, where am I going to put the retirement plan? I understand it's a tax stamp, so I can take and put it in a bank. I can put it in a mutual fund. You know, I can do things like that. That's generally what's going on is a bank or a mutual fund. You can put it into annuities. You can put it into all these different investments that can be taxed, have the tax stamp, or they are not in the tax stamp, IRA, 401k, they will be taxed yearly. So with all that being said, the first step is understanding what the retirement plan means. It means that you're getting some tax benefits. If you don't understand it, that's what it is. It's a tax benefit plan. Now, once we get that in our mind, we start saying to ourselves, where are we going to put it? Well, the first key is you got to understand something called rate of return on your money, the magic of compound interest. When I first got started in the business over 35 years ago, helping people with their money, I remember sitting in a meeting and they said, have you ever heard of the rule of 72? And I'm like, I got no idea what the rule of 72 is. I'm 24 years old, 23 years old. I have no idea what the rule of 72 is. The guy says, well, here's what happens is, so if you put in $10,000 and left it for 48 years and you got 3% on your money, he says, that will be worth $40,000 in 48 years. I'm like, okay. He says, how much do you think it would be worth if you got 6% on your money? And immediately in my mind is, if it's 3%, 48 years, at 6%, I would get, rather than $40,000, I would get $80,000. And I'm like, that's easy. I understand that. Now, if I were to get 12%, that's four times as much interest. Rather than getting $40,000, I'm like, four to four, I got $160,000. That's what I'm thinking. But then I was introduced to something called the magic of compound interest and the rule of 72. So let me give you an example. The rule of 72 says if you take any interest rate, divide it into the number 72, it's going to tell you how long it takes a lump sum of money to double. So listen to this. If you get 3%, we just divide it into 72, and we find out that our money will double in 24 years. And it'll double again in 24 years. So the reason it went from 10 to 20 to 40 is it doubled every 24 years. 48 years later, you had 40,000. If you change that rate to 6%, it doubles in 12 years. And when it doubles in 12 years, the money is going to grow to 160,000. So over that 48 year period, rather than it doubling from 40 to 80, it goes from 40 to 160. If you get 12%, your money doubles every 6 years, and that same investment is $2,560,000 blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. I'm thinking, if I could get my money working hard for me, I could get it. I could get ahead. And so if you would like to learn and how to fix your finances, schedule an appointment with us. Once you set up an appointment, here's what's going to happen. We're going to do a balance sheet with you, and we're going to give you your FIN number, your financial independence number, and we're going to take you from worried to confident. We're going to help you implement a budget, set up emergency funds, eliminate debt, do an insurance review that will make sure that save you money and make sure you're confident you're protected. Then we're going to move to this offense. We're going to talk about and review your retirement plans. If you have children, college plans. We're going to look at your mortgage and make specific investment recommendations. You can walk out of the door knowing your finances are fixed once and for all and you're on track. So if you would like to get started, meet with one of my financial coaches, here's what you do. Call this number, 615-843-2999. 615-843-2999. That's 615-843-2999. Or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We'll be right back after a short break. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get. And I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit RoyMatlockJr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. here, and if you're tuning in, I hope you've enjoyed the show so far today. We're talking about putting that offense in place, getting your financial independence number, and we're going to continue down that path, and I want to encourage you. You know, knowledge is power. Once you learn money, it doesn't control you anymore. And I want to encourage you, go to RoyMatlockJr.com. Listen in on these podcasts. I mean, I have so much content on there that you can just listen to over and over and over again until one day you're going to say, ah, okay, I get it. Now I'm going to implement it, because that's the key element. You got to get it. The knowledge, get it, and implement it. And so that's what we do every week that I do these shows. I talk about the things that matter, you know, stuff. And I hope you look at this the way it's supposed to be, and that is, it's at a level that anyone can understand it. And I don't want to talk about, you know, what's the interest rate environment going to do and the bond market and the Dow's up and Dow's down, you know, that all that kind of stuff. Guess what's going to happen? Over time, it's going to happen. But if you do the right things, you don't have to worry about any of those things. What you have is you have a plan in place that will help you. When we came out of the break, we talked about the rule of 72 and how you got to get your interest rates up. You got to find a place to put your money. I want to give you one more thing that I think is, you know, the most important part of it. And, you know, we talked about retirement plans, 401k, stuff like that. But the most important part about all of this is when it comes to getting ahead, you need to automate it and pay yourself first. And paying yourself first is the old adage that, you know, put yourself in front of the line. You know, why are you paying everybody else, but you're not paying yourself first? And so what I recommend you do is if you have a company-sponsored plan and you've got your defense all set up, then what you want to do is be having that money going in out of your paycheck automatically, get the tax benefits, all that kind of stuff. Now, if you don't have a retirement plan, this is what I know. I know this, that if you set it up on a monthly pre-authorized debit out of your checking account, it will happen automatically. It's magical. I tell people, you know, set your PAC up, and it's an autopilot, and it's foolproof. You can't mess it up. All you got to do is make sure that your money's in your account every month, and you plug it into an investment account, and it goes automatically out there. Now, let me give you an example of why it's so important to pay yourself first and get started instantly. So let's say you got $1,000 a month that you decided, hey, I can put $1,000 aside. You're young. You can do that. Anybody can save $1,000. All you have to do is drive an Uber if you need to. Just live on your, anybody can do that. Pick up a side hustle, get your income up. Let's just say you've decided, yeah, I can do $1,000. If you start at age 25 and you put $1,000 aside per month at 9%, 40 years later, you have $4.7 million. $1,000 a month, 9%, 40 years, $4.7 million. Isn't that crazy? Wait 1 year. This is called the high cost of waiting. You wait 1 year to start, cost you $12,000 that you didn't put in, but that $12,000, rather than $4.7 million, $4.3 million, cost you $416,000 for waiting 1 year. I'm not trying to depress you right now, but here's the thing. Every year you wait, you lose the compounding on the back end. So let me give you another example. Wait 5 years, you're age 30, it costs you $1,752,000. Rather than having $4.7 million, you have $2.9 million. Most people start worrying at age 40. They're like, oh, I got to get moving. Sorry, it cost you $3.5 million by waiting. So you waited 15 years, say it didn't, and blew $180,000. It cost you $3.5 million. So the first thing you got to do is you got to pay yourself first. Set up some type of program to where it is automated. Just like your house, you pay it every month. I was telling someone not too long ago on one of my appointments, I said, you know, one of the reasons that people have a house that's paid for, it's very simple. All they do is they sign up and they know they have to pay the payment. The cool part about the payment is that payment, part of that payment goes to equity. And eventually, most of the payment will go to equity. Matter of fact, if you go out today and you get a 15-year mortgage, you know, they're at low interest rates. I mean, I think they're, you know, in the 3.5 range. A good percentage of that payment right off the bat is going toward your own equity. You're paying it down. So here's my question for you. If you treat your monthly investment account the same as you do your house payment, and pay it just like you pay your house payment, what's going to happen? You're going to get ahead. And so what I tell people is automate it. Automate it. Make sure it's foolproof. You can't mess it up. Make sure that it's sitting in your checking account. I always tell people, if you work with me, here's what you need to do. I'm going to take your money out of your account, put it into your account, and get some better returns on it and get some tax benefits. That's how you fund retirement. So it's your account. I'm going to take it from your checking, move it into your savings, and get a better rate of return and get some tax benefits. All you have to do is make sure it's sitting there when we reach in there and pull it out from your money to your money. And it's not like buying a car where you have a car payment. This is a payment toward you. This is your own payment. You're paying yourself. You're taking some of your effort every week that you get up and fight traffic and do all that kind of stuff and saying, hey, one day I'm going to be able to quit and I'm going to have plenty of do-nothing money. So now once we do that, where are we going to put it? Well, the typical place that you have and the options that you have are going to be into, like, your retirement plan through your work is going to be different mutual funds. That's typically what's going to happen. Now, once you fully fund those kind of things, you can go into other things. You might buy a rental house if you like dealing with it. I personally am not a big rental house person. My dad was a big rental property person, had dozens of those houses, and he did that. As he got older, he transitioned out of rental property and went toward mutual funds because it's easy. You don't have any of the upkeep and all those kind of things. But the bottom line is we start moving our money. But the key element is you got to bypass the middleman and become an owner, not a loaner. So here's what happens. We typically, the reason we don't get ahead is we loan our money to places like banks and insurance companies. They borrow it at a very low interest rate, and then they give it right back to us in the form of a loan. So we go in, we loan it to them at 1%. They loan it back to us at 4% on a mortgage. And we think, great, rates are low. Hang on a second. I've loaned them the money to start with. I may have a savings account. I see it many times. People have a savings account at the bank and they're getting nothing and they owe a credit card debt to the bank. So they're loaning it at a tenth of a percent and borrowing it back at 18, and whose money they're borrowing? Many, they're borrowing their own money. And so if you're sitting there right now, you know, you gotta become an owner. I would rather own the bank than to be to loan money to the bank. Now, how do I own the bank? Now, I could buy stock in the bank, and I'm not recommending you buy bank stock, but here's what I am recommending, that you get out there and you put yourself in a position to where you can grow with the economy. How do you grow with the economy? You own a piece of the economy. And that's what mutual funds do. And so what is a mutual fund? And we'll get into it and kind of outline the understanding. What a mutual fund does, and it's just what it says, it's a mutually funded investment account. So individual investors pool their money. That money gets put into a pool of assets that a professional money manager takes and puts it into stocks, bonds, or cash. That's what they do. So they take that money, they turn around, and they invest that money depending on your level of risk into different things like stocks, bonds, cash. They even have real estate funds. They do all that kind of stuff. They can put it into commodity, they can do it in anything that you choose under the investment objectives. So what happens is, if you're at a company that offers a retirement plan, they're going to give you these options, and they're going to say you can put it wherever. They even may say there's an option in there called a target date. And what they're going to do is they're going to say, how old are you? When do you expect to retire? Choose target 2045. And what that mutual fund does is they invest it more aggressively when you're young, more conservatively when you're older or at or near retirement. There's all these different options. But the main element you need to understand, what is a mutual fund? It's nothing more than a professional money manager. And what I'm going to do on a later show is I'm going to get into explaining what is each type of mutual fund. Give you an example, what is an index fund? Are they good? Are they bad? All these different things like that. And so my goal is to teach you so you understand how to choose your retirement plan options. You know, most people don't think about this, but in many cases, I ask people this question, do you have anyone working with you when it comes to your money? And they say, no. And the reason I ask that is they may have $200,000 or $300,000 sitting in their 401k, and they're not sure whether or not they got it in the right place. And so you have to get educated and manage your money. So I'm going to give you an idea how you can do that. We are financial coaches. That's what we do. We will help you. If you have a 401k right now, I will put you in touch with one of our coaches. They will help you make the right choices on your 401k options. You may have another 401k that's sitting out there that you're just letting it sit. You're not real sure what it's doing. Don't do that. You need to get that rolled over to a retirement account like an IRA. So what we do is we help you fix your finances and we help you make the right choices so one day you can quit. That's the goal, to get to a position you can quit one day. If you'd like to start getting your finances fixed, let me help you. I'm going to give you a phone number to call, 615-843-2999. 615-843-2999. When you call, there'll be somebody live answer, and we will make sure that you get connected with someone that can help you with your money. You can also visit RoyMatlockJr.com. I would encourage you to go there, listen to these podcasts, also download the Guide to Understanding Money. It's called How Money Works. You can do that. It's free. Go to the website. The consultations are free. Again, 615-843-2999 or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. We will be doing this once again. Stay tuned next week, and I'll bring you more great financial information.